This is Dr. Unico dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ana Maria Reina. Date of birth, January 3rd, 1960. Case ID number is 4100986. Date of exam, November the 15th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/16/22 and from Dr. Victor Gonzalez dated 1/3/1980 and another report from Dr. Smith dated 8/14/20. Identifying information, this is a 62-year-old separated female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cataract surgery / detached retina bilaterally, comma, hypertension, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, and obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked as a provider for 6 years. She also was a kitchen worker for another 12 years. During that time, she worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house alone with her daughter, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, cataract surgery / detached retinas of the right and left eyes. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number four, rheumatoid arthritis. And number five, obesity. History of allegations. Number one, cataract surgery / detached retina of both eyes. The claimant states that in 2015, she started having difficulty seeing with both of her eyes. The claimant is nearsighted and suffers from diabetes mellitus and hypertension, but she denies any glaucoma or trauma to her eyes. She has difficulty with both eyes, and she does wear glasses at this time. Snell and vision, OD, uncorrected. The claimant can count fingers at 9 feet distance. OS, uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/100. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/100. The claimant has poor night vision as well as peripheral vision. She is presently on eye drops for lubrication of her eyes. The claimant has had 2 retinal detachments, the first one being repaired in 2017, and the second one also in 2017. However, she states that she had had the retinal detachment of her right eye for a long time and that the surgery did not help her to see. She went on to have the retinal detachment repair of the left eye along with cataract surgery of both eyes all done in 2017 and states that she can see moderately well with her left eye at this time. The claimant also has astigmatism of the left eye and has difficulty seeing and reading. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004, she was having shortness of breath and frontal headaches that she had been having 3 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 167/87 mmHg. She denies any kind of chest pain as well. The claimant is presently on metoprolol, succinic, 100 milligrams, BID, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, spironolactone, 100 milligrams QD, and amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure is borderline high. Allegation number 3, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2002, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. The claimant has had hair loss. She feels sluggish, tired, and cold most of the time. She also suffers from severe depression, weakness, myxedema, morbid obesity, and signs of Cushing's disease. The claimant is presently on levothyroxine, 100 micrograms POQD, and states that her last levels of her thyroid function in July of 2022 were normal. Her condition appears to be stable, although the claimant appears to have another endocrine type of disease at this time, which has not been evaluated. Allegation number 4. Rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that in 2007, she started to have difficulty with both her knees and her hands. She has not been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and more likely than not has osteoarthritis. She recently was in the emergency room and was told that she probably had a right torn meniscus, which they diagnosed on November the 8th, 2022. She has had other x-rays, which she states have diagnosed osteoarthritis, and has had 3 steroid injections into her knees. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 20 feet, stand for 2 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. The claimant has an assistive device, which is a cane, at home. However, she presented in a wheelchair secondary to injuring her right knee. Her left knee has also been damaged. Her physician is Dr. Amarok Spirvastava. She is presently on tramadol, 100 milligrams BID, and gabapentin, 100 milligrams QD. She states she does no physical activity at all except for watching TV and sometimes sitting down to cook. She denies sleeping, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, or doing the laundry, as well as no other exercise. Allegation number 5, morbid obesity. The claimant states that since 2020, she has gained weight. The claimant at one time weighed 280 pounds, and her BMI was 53. Today, she presented with a 40-pound weight gain and weighs 320 pounds, and her BMI is 61. She has not been given medications, or surgeries for her condition. She was placed on a diabetic diet, which does not appear to be working at this time. Family history. The father died at the age of 84 from congestive heart failure and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 70 from complications of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. Medications: Zolpidem, 5 milligrams QHS, gabapentin, 100 milligrams QD, albuterol, HFA, 2 puffs, Q4 hours, PRN is needed. Metoprolol, succinic, 100 milligrams BID, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams QD, tramadol, 100 milligrams BID, level thyroxine, 100 micrograms QD, spironolactone, 100 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 5 milligrams QD, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, and simvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, history of urolithiasis, comma, history of Bell's palsy, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, morbid obesity, comma, questionable rheumatoid arthritis, comma, anemia, comma, history of bilateral cataract surgery and bilateral retinal detachment with decreased vision of the right eye, history of pneumonia times 2, and probable Cushing's syndrome. Major surgeries: cholecystectomy, comma, hysterectomy, comma, and history of urolithiasis. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97 degrees Fahrenheit. Weight, 320 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1 inch. BP, 167 over 87 mmHg. Heart rate, 78 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 61. General. This is a 62-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. The claimant is also morbidly obese. She appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head with a small hump on her back neck area. No scleroicteris was noted. However, the claimant does have conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal, with both fundi blurred, neuropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal as well, especially for the right side. Could you please drop down to the neck area? No thyromegaly, thyroid nodule, lymphadenopathy, or mass was appreciated except for a small hump on the back part of her neck. The claimant also appears to have pigmented skin of the neck and face area, indicating a probable problem with the adrenal glands or with Cushing's syndrome. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, and distended on palpation. The claimant was morbidly obese. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was very difficult. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted. However, the claimant did have mild pitting edema, and the claimant appeared to have some problems with the right knee as well as with the left knee. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Skin, the claimant has pigmented dark brown pigmentation on her face and neck, and also appears to have a moon shape face indicative of a probable Cushing syndrome. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had decreased eye contact with me, secondary to decreased vision. Her speech was fluent and her mood was depressed for the time. She did have clear thought processes, but her memory was subabnormal. Concentration was fair, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were not obtainable. However, reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes was plus 2 bilaterally. Could you please drop down to to cerebellar function? The claimant was unable to stand and walk. She did come with an assistive device, which is a wheelchair. The claimant was morbidly obese and had difficulty moving her legs at all. Her hand-eye coordination was good, and finger to nose was normal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam or a Rombert sign at this time, secondary to morbid obesity and an injury to her right knee. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lower extremity, and joint swelling was noted. No erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant was unable to flex the thoracic or lumbar spine, but was able to flex the cervical spine, which was normal. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, mainly because of not being able to get out of her wheelchair and being morbidly obese. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the lower extremities, secondary to morbid obesity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the left side. The claimant was unable to do a straight leg raise of her right leg and was not able to get up and down on the examination table. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range and strength of both knees, but especially of the right knee. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's attempt to try to get up out of her sitting position, and she was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on her heels and toes, secondary to a right knee injury and morbid obesity. The claimant is unable to walk at a tandem rate at this time, secondary to a right knee injury, where she was told that she had a torn meniscus. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a wheelchair at all times. Neurologic exam, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose fingers, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. The claimant does appear to have one eye that appears to be shrinking, which is the right eye secondary to blindness. Reflexes were symmetrical for the biceps brachioradialis reflexes. We were unable to obtain a reflex for the patella and Achilles reflex secondary to morbid obesity. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 2 over 5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted, mostly secondary to morbid obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right knee and possibly the left knee. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show severe fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in her visual fields and her vision, especially of the right eye. She is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity, comma. Bilateral decreased vision and right eye blindness, secondary to bilateral detached retinas and cataract surgery, which went poorly, comma, and more likely than not, the claimant does have either an adrenal disorder or a Cushing syndrome. Probable diagnoses, cataract surgery / detached retina of both eyes with right eye blindness confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to see somewhat with the left eye at 20 over 100. Allegation number 2, hypertension. Dash being treated at this time. The claimant's reading was 167 over 87 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number 3, hypothyroidism being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable according to the claimant. Number 4, rheumatoid arthritis, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. The claimant may have another type of connective tissue disorder or possible early osteoarthritis. Number 5, morbid obesity, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant presently has a BMI of 61, which is very, very obese. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Anna Maria Reina.